Hi, it's Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another. Piper Kerman spent 15 months in a minimum security women's prison, the details of which she shares in her memoir turned television show, Orange is the New Black. One of the ways she and her friends stayed busy was by doing a little creative cooking. And when I sat down with her in St. Paul, Minnesota, Piper shared the recipe for prison cheesecake.
Cheesecake recipe is almost entirely doable with legal ingredients. When I'm saying legal, I mean the only contraband you need to make the cheesecake is margarine that you steal out of the chow hall. Other than that, you need cookies, make a cookie crust, crunch, 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 in your bowl, Tupperware bowl you purchase from the commissary. And then you take a round of that cheese that never has to be refrigerated mysteriously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you all know that cheese. You can buy that at the commissary. Round of that, a little bit of pudding, not a lot of pudding, an entire container of non-dairy creamer, which seems completely revolting, and is revolting if you think about it. But you're in prison. Remember, you're in prison. And one of those plastic lemons. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Right. So how does this all make a cheesecake? Well, you viciously mash the cheese. And then you put a little bit of pudding, but it's a rookie mistake to put in too much pudding.
Well.
Okay. And then you start with the non-dairy creamer, and you put in more and more, and you stir. You do it gradually for the bakers who are listening. And it starts to get really weirdly soupy really quickly because there's some sort of alchemical thing that happens with that non-dairy creamer.
Right, there's like ingredients yeah. found in nothing
yes.
else. Right.
So it's getting really alarmingly soupy at this point, and your crust is over here to the side. And you're like, this isn't working at all. But that's when you start with the plastic lemon. And you start adding the plastic lemon, and you're beating and beating, and you're adding that plastic lemon, and then all of a sudden, like, the right ratio happens, and the thing stiffens up like you wouldn't believe. And it really has the identical consistency to a New York cheesecake. And if you're in prison, it is delicious.
Wow.
And yeah, you know, obviously.
I don't even understand how you can figure this out.
Well, I was taught by one of my confederates in the electric shop, you know, Luthma, who is a lovely woman who is, you know, 7 years through a 14-year sentence. And she spoke very little English, so it was an interesting process of the teaching, but, you know, obviously it's all demonstration.
Right.
She was a master. You know, these women's ways are passed hand to hand. It's an oral tradition, really.
For Piper's Ask Me Another Challenge, we asked her to guess the dish based on other prison-crafted recipes. So that and more puzzles, word games, and trivia on the next Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg.
Yes, my girl, she's crazy over cheesecake all the time. So I'll bring her cheesecake and rub it out the doodin' da 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 cheesecake. 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 Cheesecake.